Welcome to Monterey Bay This Week from KAZU News, a roundup of the top local stories we reported throughout the week. It's Saturday, November 22nd. I'm Elena Neal-Sachs. We reported earlier this week that Santa Cruz County took a small step toward developing a policy to regulate battery energy storage systems, known as BESS. At almost the same time, Monterey County supervisors were having a similar conversation.
We just can't have somebody come in here while we don't have an ordinance. We've got to develop an ordinance.
That was Supervisor Glenn Church. The heart of the issue for both counties is the idea of local control. Currently, companies can apply with the state for permits to build and run a BESS. They don't have to go through the county. But if counties have ordinances governing BESS facilities, a company can instead choose to go the local route, which could mean more community support. Santa Cruz County Supervisor Justin Cummings says creating a local ordinance signals support for the technology.
We want it to be done in a way that's really going to meet the needs of the community.
But here's the thing. The state's climate goals demand a lot more renewable energy storage, fast, and local government is often slow. An actual BESS regulation policy wasn't on the agenda at either board meeting. In Santa Cruz County, they were deciding whether to start a year-long process to develop an ordinance, and even that was delayed. In Monterey County, they were weighing whether to enact a temporary moratorium on new BESS facilities. That didn't happen either. Instead, the Monterey supervisors told staff to look for a consultant who could analyze regulations in other places alongside changes in state law for the eventual purpose of developing a local policy. It's unclear when that policy would come to the board for a vote. So, while supervisors in both counties recognize time is of the essence, their deliberation and due diligence are slow going. The Monterey County Agricultural Commissioner's Office published a report this week highlighting the value agriculture brings to the region. Katie Brown has the takeaways.
The study was conducted by researchers from the Middlebury Institute of International Studies. It found the ag sector and its ripple effects, such as money spent locally by businesses and their employees, bring in over $11 billion annually. That's only a slight increase since the last analysis in 2020, but the report noted the value of Monterey County's wide variety of products. Rich Ordonez is Assistant Agricultural Commissioner.
Having such diverse type of crops, you know, that kind of buffers us from, these economic shocks, like the recent pandemic, the floods that we've had, the wildfires.
The report also estimated nearly 1 in 5 jobs and 1 out of every $6 generated in Monterey County is thanks to agriculture.
And related to ag, Aaron Malsbury reported this week that Monterey and 12 other counties have sued 3 pest control companies after discovering they were sending pesticides and other hazardous waste to municipal landfills instead of authorized facilities. Emily Hickok with the Monterey County District Attorney's Office told Aaron the behavior poses a risk to waste hauling and landfill employees.
But other than that, it's very hard to say kind of what the risks might be that could result from the unauthorized disposal of hazardous waste and pesticides. That's why the laws are so strict.
The companies have settled, agreeing to pay collectively about $3 million. Big changes are coming to homelessness reduction efforts. That's because federal funding for permanent housing is about to plummet. The latest round of homelessness grants from the Continuum of Care program caps spending on permanent housing at 30%. For context, Santa Cruz County spent about 82% of its latest allocation on permanent housing. In Monterey and San Benito counties, it was 66%.
The reality is, unfortunately, people are going to lose their housing, and it kind of puts our community a step backwards.
Nicole Sakihara-Soper with the Coalition of Homeless Service Providers says the local impacts will be huge.
That 30% cap of all permanent housing, that would put us at a deficit of over $3 million, which could jeopardize housing for over 240, 250 individuals.
13 housing projects across Monterey and San Benito counties are now at risk. Sakihara-Soper says this will mean more people living on the street.
You want us to reduce those numbers, but then you're taking away the proven solution to keep people housed and support them.
A large body of evidence shows that permanent housing is the most effective way to reduce homelessness. Some more tough news this week has to do with a round of potential layoffs at Pajaro Valley Unified School District. Ngozi Cole reported that the layoffs the district is considering include about 40 full-time support staff for students with special needs.
Concerned parents, like Miles Remoto, says these cuts will be devastating and puts a strain on everyone.
You've got a teacher with 20 students who is going to end up focusing on the student with special needs because they no longer have their support person to help them participate in that class.
In a recent board meeting, district officials said declining enrollment and financial constraints have created the need for the staff reductions. But Wilmoto says more could be done to avoid these cuts.
Our recommendations are, one, to postpone a decision for another year by leveraging the district reserve funds. In that time, to set up an independent budget committee that can look holistically at the district's budget to make recommendations on how we get to the cuts needed.
The board is set to vote on the cuts in December.
Joby Aviation flew electric air taxis in the Dubai Air Show this week. Aaron Malsbury has that one.
The Santa Cruz-based company plans to start commercial flights in the United Arab Emirates next year. Chief Product Officer Eric Allison says Joby is also working with Saudi Arabia and announced an agreement this month with a group in Kazakhstan.
To both look at critical mineral access as well as titanium, one of the critical minerals, very important for aerospace applications, as well as then potentially to sell aircraft into that market.
The company recently expanded its footprint in Marina and is flight testing there several times a week. The electric air taxis take off and land vertically and are much quieter than other aircrafts.
This is not just a nice idea. This is real. It's a real aircraft that we're building and we're demonstrating.
They expect to reach the final certification milestone with the Federal Aviation Administration sometime next year.
In what must be a first for KAZU, we have not one but two stories about flying electric vehicles this week. Here's Amy Mayer's interview with Benito Link reporter Noe Magana.
Tech companies are working to build electric vehicles that fly. Several airports in the region have approved testing, with Hollister most recently welcoming San Mateo-based Olive Aeronautics. Reporter Noe Magana wrote about the plans for the nonprofit news site Benito Link, and he joins me now.
Hi, thank you, Amy.
This company, Olive, says it's building flying cars. So to start with, did you get to see a flying car?
Oh, unfortunately, I did not get to see a flying car. I considered camping out there by the airport just to see if I get a glimpse of it. But no, I have not. I hope that maybe in the future I will.
We're talking about these electric vertical takeoff and landing aircrafts, and Olive's not the only company, and Hollister's not the only airport, but what do you know about why Hollister was a desirable airport for this company?
I think based on the location of Hollister in San Mateo, it kind of made sense for them to get away from the urban area and come to a rural area that provided the environment that they needed to continue testing their cars.
Is there yet any understanding of how the city of Hollister or the airport might benefit from the company being there?
I think they hope that if it's successful, that it'll attract other companies to the airport and increase sort of economic development in the area here.
And Hollister's not the only airport that's flirting with some of these electric flying technologies. It was part of a grant that several airports, including Watsonville, Salinas, and Marina, are all a part of. And I noticed that you wrote about that as well. What's going to be the connection among these airports and electric vehicles? Do you know yet?
So my understanding is that these companies want or need some sort of corridor in which they can further test their equipment and see how long they can maybe push or safely push their technology. So have sort of like stops in between where they can recharge and then go back to the starting place.
Have you heard very much from either the airport or other economic development or Monterey Bay Economic Partnership officials about the significance of the corridor?
The hopes is that they can sort of make a pathway that'll benefit those companies that are testing either flying cars or autonomous aircraft, that it would not only incentivize them to continue to pursue those technologies and test them and expand, but also increase the amount of companies that are looking into it and kind of make their home base here in this area.
Any idea what's next, either for the Hollister Airport specifically or more generally for the partnership?
Well, I think for Hollister Airport specifically, the idea is they approved a one-month lease to test it out, see how that partnership would go, and then they would go back and look at what worked, what didn't work, and potentially expand it if both parties are happy with it.
Do you anticipate there are going to be people in Hollister camping out, as you alluded to, at the airport to try to catch a glimpse of these flying cars? Have you heard anything along those lines?
I have not heard any sort of rumors or anything like that, that people are interested in camping out outside the airport to see if they get a glimpse of the flying car. But it wouldn't surprise me if it didn't. I mean, the airport is right next to a dog park. So you might start catching people or videos taken by people who are there and uploading it to social media if they get a glimpse of it.
That's reporter Noe Magana. You can read his stories at BonitoLink.com.
That's it for Monterey Bay This Week. This episode was produced by me, Elena Neal Sachs. It was reported by me, Katie Brown, Ngozi Cole, Aaron Malsbury, and Amy Mayer, our news director and editor. We'll be back with more local news next week.